Hi there. You're about to enjoy the Chronicles of Tom and Jamie.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Mann.
Hi, guys. My name's Annabelle Knight.
Hello, this is Becky Baldwin.
Hello, I'm Chesney.
Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Brayden from Say We Can Fly.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 129th edition of the Chronicles of Podcast. It is I, the bearded Brummy Jamie, and joining me, as always this week, as always, is this man right here.
It's Tom. What's going on, guys? And welcome to the Chronicles of Podcast. Hit it!
I love this. You'll denounce yourself.
Have you seen Baby Reindeer? What? Like everybody else seems to have seen Baby Reindeer.
Baby Reindeer?
On Netflix, all about that stalker. It's based on a true story. No? Okay. Basically, this joke's going down well. There's a show on Netflix called Baby Reindeer, and it's based on a true story all about how a barman who was trying to be a silent comic is very nice to somebody in a bar, and she ends up stalking the shit out of him. And it's based on a true story, and it's all, like, kicked off. It's too dark for me. I started it, and it just made me feel quite ill about 30 minutes in. I was a bit like, I can't even. So I don't know the full context of it all. But the woman who actually did it has come out and was like, I'm not that fat. And it's like, oh, is that all you
care about? Not the takeaway from it.
Yeah. And all that sort of stuff. Anyway, I was thinking about this earlier, Jamie. So Baby Reindeer, obviously about stalkers. Do you reckon Enrique Iglesias' song Hero is based on the same thing?
Ooh.
Let me be your hero. Do you reckon he's kidnapped somebody and now he wants to make it look like he's the good guy instead? Because who the fuck would put in their lyrics, would you tremble if I touched your lips?
Would you tremble if I touched your lips?
Now, I mean, it's kind of weird, isn't it?
Depends which lips he's touching, really.
Well, No. This is meant to be funny. Let's not make this sexual. I'm actually trying to make a point here.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So literally, can you think of somebody who sat there who fucking runs their fingers over someone's lips like, ooh, yeah, you know, would you like that? Yeah, you know, yeah. Are you trembling? Are you trembling when I touch your lips, yeah? Because how do you touch them? Like, do you know what I mean?
I don't know. I can't have ever done that.
Are you trembling? Are you fucking trembling? Look at you trembling. And it kind of makes me think of, like, she's there like, please let me go. Just can you let me go, please? But then, is it a woman? Is it not a guy? Because later on, I'm reading the lyrics, I say, am I in too deep? Have I lost my mind? And you're like, well, Enrique, I mean, if they're struggling and take to fucking get out, then I imagine you are in too deep.
Probably, yes. I'm still lost on this lip lyric. It's really thrown me.
But also, there is, would you swear that you'll always be mine, as a lyric as well. It's creepy as fuck.
It is quite creepy.
There's a whole hidden connotation to Hero. It's actually not about being a hero, but about he's kidnapped somebody, and now he's stalking them, just like Baby Reindeer.
And to think how many people have probably had that as their wedding song and stuff like that over the years. Look, oh, we're romanticising a kidnapper.
Yeah. I will stand by you forever. Please don't, Enrique. I think I've had enough now. I don't know what love's like in Mexico, but just please leave me alone. And then is he wanting them to kill him off in the end because you can take my breath away?
Oh,
can I? Oh.
I can't live like this anymore. Please, someone end it for me. The guilt comes in towards the end of the song. Oh, maybe. You're onto something here.
So I will stand by you forever or you can take my breath away. Which one is it?
Basically, I'm going to kidnap you, and if by the end of this you don't end up loving me, you might as well kill me, because I'm obsessed with you, and
or
you need to love me.
It's an insanely shit saw trap. You either keep Enrique and you die, or you kill Enrique and survive.
90s heartthrob edition of Saw.
Was it a 90s? It's not a 90s song, it's early 2000s.
Is it? I'll be honest, I can't remember what year that song came out. You might be right, actually.
Yeah. Ooh. It just came into my head. Weirdly, I just started weirdly singing it earlier. Fuck knows why. And then I started to think about it a bit more and give it a bit more context and go, hang on a minute. Everyone thinks it's a love song. But how would you know it's a love song?
A very good point.
And who touches lips? I just don't.
Yeah,
does anyone do that anymore?
When did they ever do that? Let alone do it anymore.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure it was a thing that used to happen. But how would you? I don't know. It's kind of
other
weird.
Other than shushing someone in a very weird way, I don't know why you'd ever do that.
Who finds that like? Oh, do you like it when I'm like, what, like, mate? What are you doing? I might
do that to Becky later with no context. I'm just going to walk up and stroke her lip and go, "Did you tremble? Did it make you tremble?"
Yeah, but if you go up and just wipe, that's weird.
Simba,
like. That's over the head, though, isn't it?
It is, but still.
Yeah. I don't know. I was watching. I was playing a game. I was playing Final Fantasy. And in my head, I was just going, "You can take my breath away." And I was saying, "Why am I singing this?" And then I started going, "Hang on a minute." Because Baby Reindeer came. And then, yeah, and game over. But everyone says you should watch Baby Reindeer. I don't really want to. It gives me the heebie-jeebies.
I've not heard of it, but I might actually check that out. It does seem like my sort of thing.
I'm actually fascinated that you haven't even heard of it because it's like number one in Netflix and it gets very grim, apparently very dark. Okay. So, yeah.
It's mad to think that song used to be a huge part of our podcasting career. We used to sing that song every fucking week on Superior Bar Fight.
Yeah, we did. Oh, God, that was 5 years ago, Jamie.
Yeah, I know. Crazy, isn't it?
5 years ago. Absolutely. Holy shit. I had another thought, actually, about genies. Imagine having a genie and then you want to meet like a certain celebrity or a famous person. That person's going to have no fucking clue. So you can imagine how much that would freak them. The fucker. I really want to meet Idris Elba. I'd love to have Idris Elba. And he just, whatever Idris is doing at the time, disappears from where he is and appears in your apartment. And he's going, "Mate, what the fuck's going on here? Who the fuck are you?" Do you know what I mean? It would freak them. They'd be like, okay, what's going on? I was literally cooking wings on the barbecue for my wife. Why am I in your fucking apartment? And where the fuck am I?"
What you should do is actually wish for Enrique Iglesias and Uno flip recar, flip a little bit, Uno reverse card it, and then you've kidnapped Enrique.
I thought you were trying to say Missy Elliott for a second.
That felt like it.
Flip reverse it, and then she actually flips reverse the lyrics. Anyway, but yeah, like it's literally like, could you imagine if somebody's there? It's like, "I'd love to meet Donny Osmond," but Donny Osmond probably love that. Be like, "Hey, I'm in your house. All right. No one gives a fuck about me anymore, so let's do some shit."
Oh, you can't bully Donnie.
"Let's make me relevant again." I'm pretty sure I saw a video with him in recently of him being in some random woman's house, and she had no idea he was there, and she like loves him or something.
I've seen that on TikTok. He's behind her or something, and she's reading a letter from him or watching a video. Yes, I've seen that. Fucking brilliant.
Jesus Christ, is it?
It's Donnie. Come on, the older people love Donnie.
"Why the fuck are you in my house? Wait, how did you get in here? Jesus Christ, Donnie, what's going on? Why are you rubbing my shoulders? What's fucking weird, that? If you don't mind, if you listen to Enrique Iglesias, you fucking weirdo."
Imagine if that was her reaction. That'd be hilarious.
If they ever do that to me in the future, that's exactly how I'm going to react.
Get the fuck out of my house.
I don't give a shit who he is. I'd be like, "Fuck are you doing here? You've got a movie to do or something." Jesus Christ. I'm compared to them being in my fucking apartment here in the middle of Bristol for no fucking reason.
You'd hope that the genie would have some common sense and take you to the celebrity, not the other way around. But yeah, you never know.
Yeah, but then they're going to freeze the fight. Like, who the fuck are you? Who the fuck's that? And why has he got no legs?
Why is he floating above a lamp? What's going on?
Well, shit's going on. Is Aladdin real? Are you from Alibaba?
I like it.
Anyway. Jamie Westwood.
Yes.
It's time for story time with Tom.
Oh, yeah, it's been a while.
It has been a while. This really... Yeah.
Okay.
I have no words for this news story at all.
Oh, God. It involves seagulls.
With notes of smoky wood and charcoal, the perfume named Number 11... is launching to celebrate KFC's new limited edition menu item, the Ultimate Barbecue Burger. But KFC is releasing its own brand of perfume, Jamie Westwood.
I thought that was what you said, but I was waiting for you to carry on just in case I heard that wrong.
Ever since the first KFC was opened in Utah in 1952 by Colonel Harlan Sanders, fans have been going wild for the chain's secret recipe of 11 herbs and spices. Now, for just £11, fans will be able to pre-order the scent via the KFC shop from April 29th, which was yesterday, with all proceeds going towards the KFC Foundation, a charity helps young people to fulfill their potential. The accompanying burger, so you get the burger as well, is made up of original recipe chicken, crispy onions, sweet, tangy, and smoky barbecue sauce, topped up with a glazed and buttery brioche bun. At KFC here, we're all thinking outside the burger box. So naturally, when we created a burger so irresistible, we had to bottle it. Behold, number 11, Eau de Barbecue. Capturing the mouth-watering scent of our brand new Ultimate Barbecue Burger, which allows you to sizzle with every spritz, says Phoebe Sims, brand manager at KFC UK and Ireland. Do you want to fucking get over yourselves? What is going on here? Who's thinking, God, I'd love to smell like KFC.
No one. I've never eaten a burger and gone, I'd fucking love to smell like this. It just smells glorious.
That is one surefire way to get your children kidnapped. Oh, I love this about KFC, me. Fuck no. What is wrong with the world? Like, seriously, we're talking about ice bucket challenges and bullshit, like TikTok shitting ass challenges now. You got fucking fast food restaurants making fucking perfume. What's next? McDonald's nails. Oh, come to McDonald's and get your nails done. £35, yes. It can make them look like fries. They will smell and look like... They're actually edible. They are actually McDonald's fries. Enjoy. Before they're cold. Fuck me. I don't get it.
I don't even know what to say. Why?
McDonald's fries nails. They are literally finger-licking good. Oh, shit, that's KFC's. Oh, sorry. Sorry about that. Fucking hell. Yeah.
I don't get it.
Apparently, McDonald's have teamed up with a nail polish giant to offer beauty and burger lovers a like way to give their nails a Mackie's twist. That's obviously where I've got that joke from.
I thought you were joking then. Is that actually a thing?
There are polishes in the shade of McDonald's red. It's actually named Gotta Ketchup.
Oh.
As well as a brown hue called Big Mac Please.
Big Mac, please. Okay, that was funny.
The packaging is, of course, fast food themed. The I Speak French set looks like a signature McDonald's brown paper bag and includes 30 medium almond-shaped artificial nails. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
You can smell like KFC while having your nails look like McDonald's. This is actually a thing.
If your nails can't go, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it, I'm not interested.
I feel like this is a setup for the trashiest wedding ever.
You reckon? What Burger King did? We want to get Burger King's bleached assholes. We'll get that whopping asshole bleached. Don't you worry about that. We'll make it smoky coloured because apparently smoke is how we cook our burgers. No fire. We just use smoke.
Just smoke.
Yeah, just fucking smoke our burgers. There's no flames involved. They're not actually cooked. They're just put through the smoke, and that's why it kills you. So much faster than other fast food restaurants. Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, fuck. We're fucked. I've just realised as well, Greg's had a clothing line in Primark.
They're still there.
It's still there. So that's there as well. So you could go full kitted.
Haven't Aldi got one now as well? Or Lidl have got.
Lidl had shoes or something, I remember seeing. Oh,
Christ almighty.
What the fuck is going on?
I know. Maybe it's distracting real world shit. Just KFC obviously we're struggling here, guys. We're struggling. We need to branch into a new market here. What are we going to do? I know. Perfume. Let's actually smell like what... You know, it's going to really... The rise in cannibalism is going to be fucking massive. Oh, you smell... Is that 11 herbs and spices? Oh, my God. I want more. There's going to be a fucking horror movie about it soon.
You can always guarantee it smells absolutely fuck all like the burger as well.
It'd bring a whole new meaning to that on the stairs where I walked into a door. Where's your hand? See, I was chopping up some onions and I got a bit excited and went too far. Husband's there like, left hand now. Oh, weird. So fucking weird.
Oh, God, we live in a weird world.
We really do.
Oh, God. I don't even... Is it bad that part of me wants to know what it smells like?
Of course you do. Of course you fucking do.
But I'm tell not you what, buying Jamie, this shit.
Walk into a KFC. There you go.
Yes. You can imagine there's loads of KFC workers that are like, I fucking hate the way I smell after a shift. And people want to buy this in a bottle. Yeah. What?
You want to smell like KFC worker? Get O de barbecue. Oh, what a fucking lame-ass name that is. They're probably all doing it like, don't bother. Don't. It takes me 5 days to get this out. I have to go back to fucking work again. I stink of it again.
Oh, dear Lord. We are fucked.
How are you?
I'm good, my friend. I'm good. I'm tired. But what the fuck is new there? But other than that, I'm good. How are you, my friend?
Yeah. I'm all right. Yeah, I've had like the most ass sleep ever for the past couple of nights. So I'm feeling a bit, not spaced out. You know, it's one of those things you go, right, today, this will get achieved. And then you get to the day and you go, awesome, nothing was achieved. It literally felt like that today. I was like, right, I'm going to get up. So I did go and bank all that money from the foundation from when we went to Primordial this weekend, which we'll talk about in a bit. I did all that, and then I bought some, like, shit, like, you know, the usual bullshit you need to get. Oh, I need to get some Lenore and some fucking Lynx just to keep me going. Are you one of those people that you buy when you need, or you buy in bulk just so you've got enough so you don't have to worry about it for months on end?
Buy when we need. I don't like buying in bulk. I've got to store it then. And yeah.
Oh, all right. I'm the opposite to you then. I like to have it because I've got it and I don't have to fucking stress or think about it ever. I can just go, oh shit, I've got no money. Never mind. I've got 5 deodorants. So I'm fine. I've got plenty to not smell like shit every day. Wonderful.
We sort of that thing when we write the shop and it's ready to go shopping on a Saturday. We'd hold the comfort up in the air and be like, yeah. Should be enough to last the week. Yeah. Oh, nah, not quite enough. Let's get a bottle.
Are you one of them that's, do you want to smell like lilac and raspberries? Or do you want to smell like sandalwood? And I don't know how we managed to get the smell of dry sheets in here, because I'm pretty sure that the smell was invented first before the dry sheets was a smell. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, surely we used some concoction of cotton or whatever the fuck that state smells like before we even had the smell of it. That makes sense?
I don't. Weird. I think the only reason we smell them is because no one actually knows what they're supposed to smell like. You read the name and it's like leather and sandalwood. I'm like, what?
That smells great. Some of them, though, you go, no, pomegranate. I don't think so. So, I don't know.
We've had the same one for that long now. I can't remember the last time we smelled them, but we did beforehand. We used to crack them all open. That one this week? Nah.
I genuinely was in Savers earlier. I genuinely heard an old lady go, bloody hell, you get them, and then they fucking move. Didn't say fucking. I was like, oh, they get them, and then they move them next week after. Keep moving them. Like, oh, Sandra, go over. It's the best part of your day, this. I don't worry about it.
It's Savers. How far could they move it?
I know. That's one of the tightest, smallest shops I've ever been in.
You almost have to walk down the aisle sideways. It's that.
Someone put a fucking buggy right in the way of the till bit, and no one get through. It's like, well, I don't want to move the buggy. It's got a kid in it. I don't want to look like I'm fucking kidnapping. So I literally just like sucked my belly in and squeezed through. And my bag like took everything to the shelf out. And I was like, oh, well, not my problem. Not my fault.
Blame the woman with the child.
Fucking kids. What have you known yourself, my friend?
Not a fat lot, to be honest. Other than Primordial, which we'll talk about in a moment. All I've really done is Rihanna and go see the kids. That's pretty much it, which was nice. Spent most of the time with Sam. Harrison was out and at work. And Lena was at a stay at a sleepover for a friend. So me and Sam just chilled out, watching him play Pokemon. And then he found some Pokemon game on his phone we were playing. We're just having a bit of a laugh with my boy. But yeah, other than that, watching-wise, I've today finished season 4 of American Horror Story, so I'm now on season 5, Hotel. Which
I may be sticking with that.
I'm quite enjoying it. I'm enjoying it.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
It's one of those, it's not as good as everyone made out it was. Like, everyone hyped it up to be like the best fucking show ever. It's not that, but it is good. I am enjoying it. It's just
Everyone's got the thing is though, everyone's got different tastes, haven't they? So it's all well and good for people to be like, oh my god, I love this show. It's you're fucking other than 24, I don't think any of the show has really made anybody go like, fucking hell, you're actually right. That was bloody unbelievable, that. Because some people won't like it. Do you know what I mean?
I know, so I do.
I can understand people recommend shit and I get it, but I don't know, maybe I'm just being a cynical old fucker.
The one thing I will give it is so unpredictable. Like, you know, sometimes you're watching a show and you can go, yeah, that's going to happen, and that's going to happen, and that's going to happen. I couldn't predict any of the fucking stuff that happens in the show. Like, it's really unpredictable, which I do enjoy about it. It does sort of keep you on the edge. No, it's good. It's good.
Sorry to interrupt. I've just received a message from one of my old managers from years and years ago. Ace put, hello, mate, just spotted you. Have you? Are you in my room? Are you in my flat? Like, how have you spotted me? Is what are you doing in here?
Is he at the gym thinking that you're someone else?
Obviously. I've obviously got a doppelganger somewhere.
Must do.
So, yeah, that's weird.
I just thought you're looking around your room now. Like, is he here?
Ash, will I come out of the bed, mate? Sorry. Yeah, I'll call you out on the show. Sorry about that. Yeah. We'll talk about it later, mate. Yeah. Don't tell your missus.
Sorry, Tom. I don't know.
He's a proper Cockney lad, Cockney geezer. So, yeah. What were we talking about?
Well, we should talk about Primordial, really, because we spent some time together this weekend.
Yeah, unfortunately. It was. Yeah. I'm only joking. Yeah, we were at Primordial Festival this weekend, just gone for the Sophie Lancaster Foundation. You could have just talked about it, you know, you didn't have to, like, career. Let's build it up and make it really exciting.
I like to build things up, all right?
I know, and everyone watches this going, like, can we just get on with it? What? Who do they think they are? Fucking, I don't know. I was going to say Laurel and Hardy. No. No, we're not. Well, that's the first duo that came into my head. I was a bit like, nah, that's the wrong duo.
You know, in all this time you've been running down and taking the piss, we could have been talking about it.
Yeah, sorry, Deck. I apologise. we were at the Primordial Festival this weekend in Wolverhampton for the Sophie Lancaster Foundation. It was amazing. We were away from the main stage this year, but it was nice to, you know, bump into our friends at Heavy Metal Therapy. It was very nice to see people at Metal for Good were there as well. And it was, her name has completely escaped me, but it was a lovely lady's birthday. And she fed us cupcakes. She fed us chocolates. She was blush. Massive apologies if we didn't get your name. I'm so sorry. It was just a bit of a manic, like, we've entered, must set up the table. Ah, it's opening. So yeah, massive apologies for that. But that was lush. And do you know what, right? I'm not a fan of Bob Villain, but I can see why people love them. They were great.
I think they're better live than they are on record. I was going to say CD again then, but because I think they've got more of a live band energy. Like, I could, even though I'm not really a fan of the music, I was watching them and I was like, yeah, this is I like this guy's energy, but listening to him on Spotify, just, yeah, it doesn't do it for me.
Oh, they're not 70 years old and have guitar solos.
Fuck off, you.
So not for me, not for me. Sorry. Anything past 1990, not for me. Sorry, not interested. You're like Benjamin Button, but in your mind.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Oh, Judas Priest, yes, Metallica. Bloody love that Van Halen. I'd half people you love dead, Jamie. Yes, sure, wonderful. I can't. You know, it feel weird that they're never going to release new music, bar Metallica, obviously.
A little bit, to be fair. It is a little bit weird. It's sort of, part of me is like, why couldn't I have been like alive earlier to experience their heyday? But then I'm like, no, I quite love being alive now. So it's fine.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. That's why, like, you know, maybe I'm just, I don't know what the term is, oldest. Maybe
old. I fucking hate old people.
Classicist. Oh, classicist, rockist, musicist. I don't fucking know. But yeah, like, I can appreciate some of them. Like, he played Shot in the Dark by Ozzy in your car. And I was like, fuck, it's for years. Like, that sort of made me go, take me back to when I was a kid. I mean, my brother used to play it all the time and I was obsessed. That was quite nice. But all the time, after fucking, you know, Extreme's been on or some other fucking guitar solo, I'm like, oh my God, like, give me someone screaming in my face any day. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, while we're here, actually, we should throw out massive congratulations to Jasmine as well for Noise Fest this weekend in Cardiff. It was a huge roaring success, I saw, which is absolutely wonderful. So massive, massive congrats there. Congratulations. There was somebody else I wanted to shout out. John Mahan. John Mahan as well has just announced tonight that he will be taking the John Mahan Show live on my birthday at Downward Festival June 12th this year, and is also DJing as well at the District X stage or area or what? Yeah,
so the campsite stage or campsite, something.
That. Yeah. So I'm now even more gutted we're not going.
Yeah.
But huge congrats, yeah. John and Ollie. You absolutely deserve it. Absolutely deserve it.
And massive as well. Another two guests celebrating things this week. Former guest Molly Rennick is getting married this weekend. So massive congratulations to you, Molly. And former guest Wesley Wang, his film is being picked up and being produced by Darren Aronofsky. That is fucking huge. So a massive congratulations to you as well, Wesley. Like, incredible week.
We love to see our guests flourish and fly, which is beautiful. Beautiful to see. I was watching some of our old stuff a couple of days ago. It's just nice. Just, you know, when it's like you've created those sorts of moments like in history that will live forever sort of thing. It's just kind of a beautiful, you know, because obviously podcasting is a huge medium now. So everybody does it and everyone, and it's, you know, everyone's having their moments. It's like our WrestleMania moment sort of thing. Like we're having our, I just love it. Just fucking love it. So yeah, it's grand. But I'm glad you had a good week. And yes, Primordial was amazing. We raised £870, I think, for the Silver Legacy Foundation. Yeah. It was something in that region. Honestly, I worked it out. I can't remember off the top of my head. But so, yeah.
Yeah.
Big shout out to these wonderful people. They are wonderful, wonderful people. We love. Absolutely. We really enjoy getting to speak to all those people, you know, hearing everyone's stories and just being a part of it. It's just great.
It's beautiful. A massive thank you to anyone who's there, who came and said hello, brought some merch, took one of our business cards, whatever it may be. Just a massive thank you for popping on down. We had an absolutely wonderful night in Wolverhampton, which is really weird to say. what about yourself, my friend? What have you been up to?
So, I went to Wolverhampton on the weekend. Went to the Primordial Festival. Yeah. So, I was at the Primordial Festival with yourself. What have I been doing? Fuck all, Jamie.
You really had to think about that, then.
Yeah, I've ran it. And that's it. I genuinely haven't done it. Have I done anything? Have I been out?
I don't know.
No, I don't think I have. Oh, I see my sister on the weekly basis.
Oh, there you go.
That's quite nice.
Did you say you went out of mine? Or did we talk about that last week?
That was last week.
That was last
week. I'm trying to plan that again. I'm trying to see Callum.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Sorry, chucking my saliva then. I'm trying to see Callum, but he's all loved up. So it's kind of hard. So it's fair enough. It's understandable. Do you know what I think? It's like, if you don't want to spend time with me, that's fine. You know, if you're happy doing what you're doing, don't worry about it. But do you know what I mean? No, I'm being genuinely serious. Like, if like, it's cool. It's when people are like, oh, I've got biscuits to eat tonight. So don't think I'm going to, you know, those bourbons are going to go off. So, you know, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Like, don't do that to me. But if you're just like, yeah, I'm all right. Like, okay.
I appreciate it. To be honest, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And
some people who like go, oh, I'm really sorry, busy doing this, this, and this. Go, yeah, no drama. And then they get tagged on Facebook later in that evening, or you do something with someone else. You're like, we could have just said.
Already got plans. Soz.
Yeah. Soz fam. They've been absolutely fine.
There's no need to add that word.
It's only a word. Don't worry about it. It's like people are like, I hate the word moist. All right. Get over it. Don't worry about it. It's not going to do anything to you. You're not going to wake up with no fucking hands, smell of KFC because your fucking partner's been eating them. Like, don't worry about it. It's just a word. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I do know what you mean.
There's fucking wars going on right now. Direct the hate somewhere like where it's needed and relevant.
Yeah.
Like at the government or Gaza. You know, so with all the shit that's going on right now, that sort of thing. That'd be, you know, well, more directed hate. Yeah, exactly. But, Jamie, I'm not lying to you. I don't fuck all.
There we are.
But you know what will happen is I'll get off this and go, I've done this and this. I did that. And I definitely did that as well. Don't call it a refit. So, yeah. Works having a refit. Oh, shit, sorry. Can't say
no,
that.
No, they're not. No, they're can't not. Say that.
We've been fucking burgled, taking all the walls out and moving the desks to the other side of the room. Fuck me. I just despair, mate. I just fucking despair. I'm not looking for this week's gonna suck. I can already feel it in my dick. It's gonna be the shittest week ever.
I had that feeling too. Yeah, I've been sat there early on. I was like, I don't want to go in tomorrow. I've just got that feeling in my bones. It's just
gonna... we had a guy come today. I think it was from Birmingham to look at some of our kitchen units, right? And he opened it. Literally, legend. Opened the dishwasher. Went, yes, yeah, fucked. And I was like, yeah. He goes, no, seriously, this has been here since the inception of the house. He goes, it's fucked. You need a new one. Then you put the oven and went, yep, yeah, same that. And then the extractor fan's like hanging off the water ceiling. But yet they're more than happy to take nearly £3,000 up as a month. Do you know what I mean? Like maybe sort your fucking kitchen out, mate.
Yeah, can't say they can't afford it. They're being given that much money.
Does my head in. We report so much stuff and they go, and then we get billed ourselves for making the call out. Huh? Yeah, massive, massive pricks. Fucking hate people so much.
Oh, all about the green.
Yeah, it does my head in. I do love Joe, though. But,
well,
you know, I don't even mean though. Yeah, it's just people are obsessed. Greedy, greedy fuckers. And does my head in. Does my absolute head in. Anyway, Jamie, anyway. Sorry.
Should we move on before we get really angry?
I want to call someone else out as well. I want to call this twat out that I had at work yesterday. So, people that do this. Hello, mate. Did you hear in tests here? Yeah, we do, actually. Sorry, what was that? Yeah, we do. Ah, I got him. I got him. Oh. You see that? I got him. And in my head, I was like, oh, you're a massive prick. And then he went, mate, could you... I also, before I go into the test, could you sort my glasses out? I was like, of course I can. He goes, sorry, what was that? I was like, yes, of course I can. He went, I got him again! I got him again! And I'm just there going... So when he came out of the test room, I ignored him. Oh, sorry, didn't he? There, sorry, I didn't notice you come out, you massive fucking bellend. Then he had a little cry. A little cry because we wouldn't fix his glasses for him. Oh, no!
You say he should have fixed them and then gone, yeah, they're broke again! They're broke again!
It was Dolce & Gabbana. No, I'm all right, mate.
You're okay. Probably not a good idea.
Yeah, go and fuck off.
Who spends that much on a pair of glasses?
Pricks, mate. Pricks do. Yeah. So he says we're in Hugo Boss. Anyway, now we can move on.
Now we can move on.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Brayden from Say We Can Fly. Just letting you know, got a brand new merch store out there.
Please let me say the link. Let me say the link, please.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Yes, you can say the link.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
So the link for the shop.
The link for the shop is www.saywecanfly.shop.
All right. Good job, Seamus. So www.saywecanfly.shop. 10% off if you use the code.
Oh, let me say the code, please.
Okay, fine. You can say the code. If you use the code.
The code is DeChronicles.
What? No, it's not.
DeChronicles.
No, it's not. It's The Chronicles, Seamus.
Yeah, that's what I said.
The Chronicles at checkout, all right? You get 10% off.
10% off.
Yes, yes, they know. They know, Seamus. Okay.
I'm just trying to help, all right?
Visit www.saywecanfly.shop and use code THECHRONICLES for 10% off your order. Available at participating Say We Can Fly restaurants and web stores. Some restrictions may apply, but probably not.
Jamie?
Yes.
So, your favorite segment of the week?
Yeah.
Come on, Callum.
Do you want to know something? Callum will be able to tell you. And Callum's Treachings.
Is cereal soup?
Ooh.
Hello. This week's Treachings come from the set of my own podcast, That Gym Couple Podcast, that I host with my partner, Lucy, where we discuss all things gyms, fitness, gym anxiety, and a bunch of other stuff in between. If you do have the opportunity to come and check us out at That Gym Couple Podcast on Spotify and YouTube, we'd very much appreciate it.
Callum is back to treat the world, the nation. No, that's the wrong way around, but still, fuck it, I don't care. The universe. Jamie?
Yes?
What's Callum treating us this week?
We so very casually assume that every balcony we step onto is going to be stable.
Yeah, that's so true.
That is very true. We put a lot of faith into architecture in our lives, don't we, when we think
we do. I remember when I used to live at Barker Street in Cheltenham. This is like 2014. And the balconies weren't balconies. They were for plants. And I was like, I used to smoke at the time. I was like, for plants, I'd be fine. But it was like grated. There was no like flooring or anything. It was just literally for hanging baskets.
I think I remember that, bless you.
You remember those? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I went and sat, and the windows were fucking huge. So I just went and, it's where we had the twins picture taken.
Yes.
Anyway, I remember sitting on that balcony, you know, and then my phone slipped out of my pocket and it went to fall through, and I caught it with the tips of my fingers at the very end of the phone on the bar.
Oh, Spider-Man reflexes.
And then the day after was when one of my ex-misses contacted me to be like, I miss you, can I come back? Could you imagine if I broke my phone? Could you imagine? Mental, isn't it?
She would have turned up.
Absolutely mental. So,
a lot of trust into architecture. Like, you went to that place in New York with the glass floor. Like, fuck that. That's a lot of trust.
Yeah, the summit.
That's it.
So, yeah. And I tried to make it look like I was falling, but Keris took the photo where you could see the floor. So I was like, never mind. Where are we going? But you can see my feet and you can see the glass frosted on. The whole point was to make it look like there's nothing underneath me, but never mind. I obviously wasn't specific enough. So shrimp and pork's come back now. That's like ingrained in me now. So any word that's close to fucking Shwezwan, I'm fucked. Shawzan. I'm surprised there's someone's fucking name like that now.
Wouldn't surprise me. Yeah. Would not surprise me in the fucking slightest.
Everyone looks and goes, oh, fuck. I know when Octobs do it at work and they go, what's the name? I'm like, oh, it's just that guy there.
I've been at work the amount of times I go, and the patient's name? And it's like, I'll spell it for you.
It's like the fucking ketchup song. Or fucking Dragos Ted in Te, or whatever the fuck it is. Maya, Maya, like, that'd be great. Anyway, yes, but he's got such a good point. Like, you just walk out and go, it'd be fine. The barcode had a new port. Was it Paul or Martin? Someone came over and was like, nope, I'm all right, thanks. I'm all good.
But think about it, balconies are even worse because there's literally nothing on one side of it, is there, to hold it up? So it's literally, you're holding it from one end.
I'll put from both ends.
I mean, when it hangs off the edge of the building, like it's attached to the wall that end. It's not attached to anything that side.
I mean, when it comes on the corner of the edge of the building, you mean?
Yeah.
I think most balconies now go round.
I suppose
so. It's like once. Yeah. Sorry. Otherwise, last one. Sorry, mate. Sorry.
It's all right. Some of them apologies. Do, some of them don't. We'll meet halfway.
But we do put a lot of trust in balconies.
We really do. This is a weird conversation.
It's a very, but
okay. Plus, it's a very good point of a conversation, which makes it a beautiful treach.
Yeah, so please be careful of your balconies, people.
Yes, be very careful on your balconies.
Just do a massive rocket test to make sure that it's fine, we're fine.
We get a video of one collapsing, just a guy falling down, going, fuck you, Jimmy, it's
I don't think anyone really watches this show. Anyway, I'd be amazed if people blame us for balcony falling. Falling balconies.
Balcony collapsed. Podcasters to blame.
Daily Mail.
More at 9. Anyway.
Yeah. Tom caught Jamie on the run.
I didn't mean it. It was a joke.
There's a whole Netflix fucking documentary about it. Interpol get involved. Jesus, it's mental.
I'll get people coming over to a channel, so it's fine.
Okay, let's not do any of that, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Any of the things we just talked about, don't do them.
Yeah, please don't shake your balconies, people.
Cooperate. What else has Callum teach us this week?
Most pets live their whole lives as virgins.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really want to think about my pet's sex life, I'll be honest with you, Cal.
I mean, they kind of fucked it for some animals by giving them barbed cocks. We talked about this before,
yes.
Previous episode. Previous edition, sorry. We hate Connor. Don't call it an episode! So, yeah, I can imagine that some of them actually don't mind.
Yeah, probably.
Don't we take it away from cats anyway? Because when cats are in heat, someone's like, no, oh my God, yes, I know!
See, as far as I know, my cat hasn't, because we've had her since a kitten, but I don't know what she gets up to when she's going out.
Humans just start doing that, so then we know.
Girls walk around clubs going...
You don't have to have... Well, no, but they have their own mating call, surely. But as in, like, so you know that, you know, who you'd be taking back, and if they didn't want to go back, you wouldn't have to, like, be in that awkward situation of trying to kidnap them. But, no, I'm joking.
Right, calm down, Enrique.
A lot of kidnapping going on today, sorry. Oh, no, yeah. If you swear KFC or singing Hero, you're fucked. No, I'm joking. But like, imagine if we did that, we just went...
That would be a male fucking...
It would be, yeah.
Recording.
And then ladies would be like, ooh, ooh. Because it's like fluttering. Ooh. Who's that? But the thing is, I don't know, the vagina, I guess. But I can imagine every guy, it'd be every fucking guy as well. It wouldn't be like, ooh. Imagine being around your dad. Dad, that's, ooh. Oh, fuck.
I'm going home.
And your kids, fucking teenage kids. Ooh. No.
No.
No. No. I've told her this is weird for me, right? Stop it.
Thank fuck we don't have main course.
I know. No. But it's just some that are just weird. Like monkeys. Jesus Christ, but calm down, all right. I get it. You want a bang. But then birds like, oh, la, la, oh, yes. Hello, fluttering. Now we do a dance with some air with the wings. Woohoo!
Birds do it in fucking style.
Alan! Alan! Alan!
Yeah, birds do it in style.
Why did we do that at festivals? Why the fuck did we do that? Why just shout random people's names? And I found it fucking amazing when that person actually was there.
There was loads of them. There was like Alan one, there's Bud Scratcher. There's loads.
Back Scratcher. Yeah. We're such a weird. No wonder none of us get laid. Our mates were the ones that aren't virgins. Hello, love. Dead. No, no thanks. I'm all right. Thank you. Appreciate it, though.
Speaking of that mating calls, could you imagine that music festivals? You'd never hear the fucking bands.
Well, because the lyrics would be.
And they are at some music festivals, to be fair.
But yeah, I think, I don't know, because obviously not being an animal, I wonder what it's like for them. I suppose we sort of take that away from them, don't we?
Yeah.
How do sharks fuck? Like, how do fish actually do it? Like, how does any sea creature bang?
I have no idea. I'm not Googling it.
Octopus. Like.
An octopus, that's got to be interesting. Probably get all tangled up.
What, turtles as well? They've got a massive fucking shell on.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I suppose, no, turtles. Someone's released a video of that. It's like foxes. And it's like fucking, you can tell they're fucking, Jesus Christ. Don't want to find your own room? Like,
they're not very discreet, are they?
We're in our room and you're fucking in it, prick. Go away. I was going to come, but that guy distracted me. Like, fuck's sake.
I moved slowly. It took me long enough to get there the first time.
Yeah. That's interesting. Like, it's not. It is kind of fascinating in a way. Like, how fish do it? Like, I don't know.
I'm intrigued, but I'm not Googling it.
He says, on air.
You watch a bit of fucking picture come up on the screen now in the video edit.
Maybe search fucking history. Yeah, our YouTube search is like, hey, what the fuck are you watching?
How do fish fuck search?
They're great at blowjobs.
To me, yeah.
You're not fucking, because I'll fucking die. That's what my gills are for. Anyway. Moving on.
Yes.
And finally, Jamie, what is Callum treating us this week?
Both sets of cheeks have a big hole between them.
Top tier. Top tier.
I mean, what does your arsehole look like? if it's a big hole.
Well.
Oh my god, because you imagine an asshole mouth and a mouth for an ass.
Oh, don't want that.
Just talking shit the whole time. That appears like.
I was going to say, you'd just be a Tory to you anyway. Episode of Sack Fuck.
Oh, yeah. With the eat with your ass and shut your mouth. Yeah, or was it the butt faces?
Butt face, or the kids being kidnapped.
Yeah. To be honest with you, Cal, I don't know how we could even elaborate on this one. Because it's fucking great. Because it's so true.
I feel like I want to drop that in a conversation somewhere now. Just see how they react.
What do you think? Oh, I'm not touching it.
You can't. That was fucking beautiful.
That was absolutely superb. Cal, top tier this week. Absolutely top tier. Unbelievable. And now I have to follow it.
Yeah, you do.
Sub's Journal.
Read to me.
And welcome to another edition of Tom's Journal. Jamie, is it weird there's been over 10 Spider-Man movies and no villain has ever thought of putting a glass over him?
Fuck's sake.
Let him back out. Let him back outside. Let him not live. Don't kill him.
That's pretty, you know, the Mysterio bit in Spider-Man Far From Home? I think one of the fucking home ones, where he's like seeing things and it's all like optical illusions. I'm amazed they didn't do that to him in that, because that would have been fucking hilarious.
It's got to be in there at some point, surely.
It's got to be.
You thought that was bad.
Oh, God.
Zookeeper. So this snake is 3.14 meters long. Ha! So it's a python! Zookeeper put out his taser. Look away, kids.
And you said to me before this started, there was no barrel scrapes this week.
There's few.
That was gloriously terrible.
I lied. We're having a scar day, not a spa day. Here's your trumpet.
I mean, not as relaxing, but way more fun.
Be like fucking recorder, learning recorder at school.
I'm trying to give you a massage, and you put that fucking trumpet down.
Dude, like, there is nothing worse than dropping a biscuit into a Sports Direct mug for you to have to figure out how to put your armbands and a snorkeling kit on to get it back.
I don't think I've ever owned a Sports Direct mug, but those things are fucking massive.
They are. That is the big, world's biggest cup of tea right there. You don't need any other drink ever in the rest of your life.
Definitely cold by the time you get to the bottom.
Pro tip. If you're going to make ice cubes out of tea, you won't water your iced tea down. Wait, so you're just going to make iced tea for iced tea to put in iced tea, my iced tea using some iced tea?
Ah, hurt my brain.
There's a burger at my nan's door. Fuck, this new Sophie S. Baxter tune sounds a bit shit. There's a burger at my nan's door.
Have you heard that?
No.
Someone actually did a parody song of that, and it's fucking glorious.
Oh, I didn't know it was an actual thing.
Yeah, someone actually made it as a song, and it's brilliant.
There's a burger at my nan's door, and it's getting fucking cold. Burger, burger.
I shit you not. A woman is watching Shrek next to me on the tube loudly from her phone. I looked over, and then she turned her phone so I could also watch Shrek. Legend.
Share the Shrek. Yeah,
that's damn right. I hope you're playing hide and Shrek now. I don't get it, Jamie, when these people who win like 25 grand on the radio and it's like, yeah, cheers, Andy, mate. Don't sound excited or anything.
That's so true.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Yeah, I really appreciate it. What is wrong with you?
The most you get is a, oh my God, really?
That's, I'd be screaming the fucking house. I'd be wanking online. I'd be wanking down the phone.
You fucking God, I'm gonna go.
Oh. Zack Snyder has said he has the footage he needs to fix Sucker Punch, but he might need the support of a fan campaign to get his extended cut off the ground. Bro, just make your movies good in the first place. Oh my God. Ooh.
I like Zack Snyder, but yeah, stop with your I need money to make him but longer. Plus, Sucker Punch is good anyway.
I've never heard of it. Jamie, I'm pretty sure the Mandalorian is from Jacksonville, Florida, because every episode he has to have someone hold his baby so he can fight.
Oh, that's fucking brilliant.
Do you reckon the opposite of formaldehyde is casual to Jekyll?
Fuck's sake.
Just saying.
Oh.
So, I was best man at my friend's second wedding. I started my speech with, welcome back, everyone. He wasn't very happy. Oh,
you can't not make some sort of comment like that. Like, it's right there. The setup's there.
Absolutely, my friend. Absolutely. Leaving the house good for depression, bad for anxiety. Staying at the house, good for anxiety, bad for depression. Standing directly in the doorway to achieve peak mental health.
I know, that's clever. That's very clever.
Why are they called Daddy Long Legs? And not just long legs. What's the daddy bit about?
That's a fucking good point. Why do we call it daddy? That's a bit weird, isn't it?
It's a little bit strange.
There's got to be a reason. Yeah, that's weird.
I don't know. And finally, to end this week's journal, the guy from the TV license just knocked on my door, on my uncle's pal's door, sorry. And he told them he didn't have a telly. And the guy was like, you've got an aerial on your roof. He said, yeah, and I've got a pint of milk in the fridge. Doesn't mean I've got a cow out back, does it? And shut the door. And that was another edition of
fucking bravo, sir.
Fucking superb. Genius.
What a bullshit bill we have to pay.
I can't believe that people actually do that job.
I know, yeah. You've got to have some seeds of evil inside yourself to apply for that job.
Yes, absolutely.
It's about getting into schools and talking to young people, because, you know, I know that people can change. And it's about talking to people and getting them to understand and perhaps step back from violence and prejudice and whatever. And we just need to work together and keep on the good fight there.
Absolutely. Hey there, guys. We are ecstatically happy to announce that we are associated with the Sophie Lancaster Foundation.
The times are changing, and with the unfortunate death of Sophie, those changes have made a massive impact for the future. If Sophie was with us still today, I can guarantee what you are doing will still be reaching so many lives of young teenagers, young adults, and those who wish to be as different as possible. So thank you very much.
To find out more about this incredible foundation and all the work they do, and more importantly, how you can help, head on over to www.sophielancasterfoundation.com.
Mr. Stevens.
Did you second murder on dance floor by any chance? Did you think of a song?
I heard it stuck in my head.
Fair enough. To Jay, hey me, Jamie. JJ, hey me, Jamie.
It's audience participation. Audience participation time. DJ.
Okay. She said TS. Never mind. Participate, motherfucking bitch.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to participate in Jamie's participation challenge.
I like it. Bit of pendulum. Pendulum Sophie Alex Bex the mix this week. I like it. Oh, this week, we are asking the question, what's the stupidest thing you've ever been told off for at your place of work? What say you, Mr. Stevens?
Wearing makeup, nail varnish, not guy liner back in the day. What? Yeah, got sent home quite a lot of times.
I bet there was loads of women wearing makeup at work as well. Oh, there's some bullshit ones in there.
My boss found it really weird. It was a bit like, wearing makeup, you're a guy. I'm like, right. I'm trying to find what your point is.
You'd never fucking get away with that these days.
Nope.
Which is a very fucking good thing, may I add. I remember I got
good old Waitrose.
No, that fucking space. I bet half of these were, it's bullshit. It's retail. Almost guarantee it. I remember getting pulled in my HR manager because I shared a meme on Facebook. Yeah. I had my store manager and my HR manager with a printout of my Facebook feed because I shared a meme that was deemed offensive.
Which was?
I can't remember what it was now. I just remember that it was a Facebook meme. It was a very long time ago.
Was it offensive?
I mean, yes, but in a joking way. It wasn't like proper, like, hatred, racist, sort of homophobia, like, meme. It was a joke meme. So, yeah, people are weird. Let's get some audience participation. This is... Kate Pohl says, I was working as a psychology assistant in a prison, and I got told off for pulling custard creams apart and eating the cream in the middle first. Got a warning for not being professional. I wasn't even doing it around prisoners. I was at my own desk. What?
Weird.
What did you say to that?
People have power trips, don't they?
They really do, but you can't control how someone eats a biscuit. Come on. I used to do that with biscuits. Amy Macy, short story, not going into work because I booked the day as annual leave. What? How could you get told off for that? Fucking stupid. James Hall, wearing different coloured Converse, genuinely got sent home. Why? Oh. Shane Michael, I was wearing a necklace that you couldn't see. But I got to ask, how did they know you were wearing it if you couldn't see it? This one made me chuckle. Joe Smith, sweeping in the wrong direction. At the age of 36, I'm pretty sure I've mastered the fine art of using a broom.
Don't use brooms anymore.
Apparently some places still use brooms.
Fucking just twigs. Cinderella shit.
How do you room in the wrong way? Like, well, there is swept up.
I didn't realize there was a wrong way.
No, man. Rick Joyce, this one's fair enough because his answer was snoring. Yeah, you're not supposed to do that at work.
Classic Rick.
Martin Scarriott, they can't tell you off for this, Martin, being all sexy and that. That's
Martin for you there, but it's not wrong.
Can't tell someone.
Absolute stallion.
Mackenzie Bradford, this is fucking ridiculous. Laughing at a joke my manager told me, who then proceeded to tell me I laughed too loud and it was inappropriate.
Oh, God.
What?
People equals shit.
Pretty much. Jem Lawrence, I overcharged someone by £1.50 for a takeaway roast by accident, as I didn't know what I was doing. And then I got bollocked because I overcharged them and gained the company money. It's £1.50. Like, fucking hell. Shelley Jones, for ironing a crease out of a leg of trousers that could be ironed back in.
What?
What?
Oh. Just okay.
Fix it. I'm just fucking.
I remember melting trousers to an iron once.
That's impressive.
I was 17. Yeah.
That's very impressive. How long did you leave the iron on them?
Well, I don't know. Too long, clearly.
Too long, yeah. Ollie Nightingale. I got told off for going for a shit. Sorry for necessitating bodily functions.
Fucking hell.
What?
Until she's done, Ollie, is just taking a massive shit on the floor.
Absolutely should have. Absolutely should have. Danielle Bushell, who I will add is one of my employees at work. And this is very much deserved, Danielle. Because she got told off for calling someone named Jamie James. Damn right, don't fucking call me James. I will shout at you. Sorted.
I mean, that puts you up there with the weird things to shout at people for.
I don't like being called James. I don't know why.
Don't shout.
Never liked it. Never. I didn't genuinely shout at her. It was a joke.
I was going to say.
Don't you ever fucking do that again.
If you're going to call me anything, call me fucking Oliver. Why? I don't know. That's how I get shouty. I get weird. Like, stop putting wheelbarrows at chimneys. It's like, I'm going to fucking know what's going on. He just lose all, like, constructive sentences and everything, like, language. Yeah.
Yeah. I always do that when I have to get serious about something. Lisa Sobis. I know it wasn't right, but when I was around 20 years old, me and my friends got caught taking Pick-a-Mix by some tosser. Bearing in mind, I had literally taken two white mice and my friend took one cola cube. We got led around the store like criminals by the security guard. When the guy who caught us had put three sweets in an envelope labelled evidence, we both got written warnings and still find it absolutely hilarious to this day. A few months later, the security guard was leaving for another job, so we got him a t-shirt with some Pick-a-Mix sweets all over it as a leaving present. Fucking beautiful. That I used to work with someone who lost their job because they took one sweet from a Pick-a-Mix. one fucking Dolly mixture sweet and she got fired for it. Mental. Abby Lloyd, because I was grazing, eating something before I brought it. Keep in mind, I'd been doing this for over 2 years with management knowledge. Suddenly became a problem when I had received a job offer from somewhere else and got fired for it. Wow.
I feel like it's just probably slipping off people think we're shit over this bit.
Yeah, pretty much. It's quite shocking, isn't it? Laura Jean, I got told off for going into a changing room to do my bra back up.
What?
They thought she said he thought I was going in there for a sit down when really my bra had popped open.
Fuck me.
Fucking ridiculous. Oh, I'll give you a few more. I've got fucking loads of these. Tiller Bell, I got shouted at by a colleague once because I said mink was an animal and they refused to believe me.
Right.
Jake Smith, I got dragged out of a meeting room for trying to hide a yawn.
Oh! That's weird. That's fucking weird.
How dare you be tired? Chrissy Sweeney, I love this one. I got told off for patients thinking that I was too good at my job. When I worked for a home care company, I was actually called in for a meeting because service users were calling and requesting just me. They told me that I was given 110% and would I maybe drop it down to 80% so the standards are more achievable for the other staff. Fuck.
That's all kinds of stupid.
How did you get told off for doing your job right?
I've never... Whoa, that's like some back in time. That's like some reverse psychology bullshit right there. What the fuck?
I have no idea.
Wow, okay.
And what's worse is this isn't the only answer like this we had. Matt Rose, echoing Chrissy, I got told off for making someone feel bad because I did their job better than them and it had caused a manager to put their targets up.
Okay.
Don't be good at your job, people. But what? Oh, I'll give you three more. Claire Jones. An old lady once complained to my boss saying that I threw a giant stick of black pudding at her. I was sat on a till nowhere near black pudding. I wish I had, though, by the time she was finished screaming at me.
What the fuck? What's that?
Retail!
What? Jesus Christ.
Courtney Dobson. I had a customer complain to my boss that I was being racist because a hip-hop song came on the radio with the N-word in it. I didn't say it. It was just in a song that was playing in the background.
Yeah, it's not going to work, though, is it?
No, but it's not. Doesn't make him racist.
Well, no, but still, they shouldn't be playing stuff like that in public.
No. Last but not least, Gina Humphreys. By the way, Ryan and Mally, where are you this week? This is weird not saying your names. Just saying. Gina Humphreys. I used to be a body piercer. Two girls came in wanting their downstairs pierced.
Pierce.
Yes.
Yeah.
First one walked in, dropped their trousers. The smell was so bad I threw up in the sink and I was told off for being rude. She adds on, I'm bisexual and went to an all-girls school and have never smelt anything like it in my life.
Oh, I'm so bad. Oh, bless her. That's... I mean, how do you approach that?
Apparently you throw up in the sink.
Oh, that's...
What do you do?
Also, what is wrong there with their downstairs? You know, the bits. You know, the parts. The parts.
Well, she just put a cat emoji, so I was like, I couldn't decide what word to use.
Yeah,
yeah. Much,
yeah. Yeah. It's how you call a fucking erection a stiffy. Like, dude, come on.
It's not about that.
Fucking childlike mind. It's a clit. It gets pierced.
Yes, I know.
As adults,
why do you only take away the things that involve taking the piss out of me?
Because you just went, they're downstairs. Like, it's, why be secretive about it? Just say clit.
I don't know. Because I'm a fucking weirdo.
C word we'll allow on the show. But thank you to everybody who participated in Jamie's participation challenge. We appreciate every. The answers were great this week. It was a great choice of question. So what can we say? But if you enjoy Jamie's participation challenge, Tom's journal, Callum's teachings, and the interview, and you enjoy the other 120 editions of the Chronicles of Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts from. But the main part we want to come is come to our social media, join us. Come and join us on our social media at TCOPod. I think Jamie's summing a genie or something there. What's going on there? And mainly come to our YouTube at the Chronicles of Podcast and hit that subscribe button. Hit that bell to get notified when new videos released and comment to your heart's content. So that's all social media at TCOPod and the Chronicles of Podcast, Spotify, Google, Apple, and YouTube. Go on, Jay. You know you want to. Go on, mate. Go on. Get out.
Yeah, I fucking do. Before we get out of here, let's say a massive thank you to a few of our friends. All the music you heard on today's edition was brought to you by the wonderful singer-songwriter Matt Roberts. Go check him out on all social medias at Matt Roberts Music. Send him some love. Go check him out on Spotify and listen to that wonderful back catalogue of his. And of course, we have to say a massive, massive thank you to Mr. Braden Barry and his SayWeCanFly.shop. Go on over to SayWeCanFly.shop. Go check out all of his wares. Whether it be some apparel, whether it be some signed lyrics, some CDs, whatever you like the look of, add it to your basket and enter the discount code The Chronicles and get yourself 10% off your order. And last but not least, we have to say a massive thank you to the Sophie Lancaster Foundation. They are stamping out prejudice, hatred and intolerance everywhere. And I mean everywhere, because yes, this incident happened in the UK, but it's not a UK issue. It is a global issue where people in the alternative community are being treated differently for the way they dress and the music they listen to. If you listen to last week's interview, you would find out that it's still happening today. If you spoke to some of the people that we did at Primordial Festival, you will find out it's still happening today. This message is just as relevant today as it was back then. So head on over to SophieLancasterFoundation.com, see what you can do to help and share Sophie's story out with the world. Last but not least, massive thank you to this handsome devil.
Right back at you, my friend. Thank you very much. Thank you to all of you once again for another glorious edition. Thank you for joining us. Jamie, thank you for being a part of this glorious edition as well. It's always a pleasure to have you here. And thank you also very, very much. We will see, let me start that phrase again. As for this week, we will see you all next week.
Goodbye, everybody.
Ta-ta!
Bye! Bye.